Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
1 minute after midnight here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. Lugie, I'm not laughing because the Knicks lost. I'm laughing because of the rejoin music. If you're just tuning in, this is After Hours, but a little inside baseball. We are going to be live on YouTube coming up very shortly, which means we can't play the music that I normally select. You don't need to know the reasons. We just can't. All good. That's good. I like a little fantasy, a little ludicrous. I'm an eclectic music lover, so I still know the songs that we have here on stock. But bottom line is this, music aside, Knicks in five, which is exactly what I told you the series was going to end and how it was going to play out heading into the NBA Finals. I would have loved to have seen a sweep. I would have loved to have had the parade on Friday. We all would have. But tonight is not a night for disappointment. Tonight is not a night for frustration or aggravation or worriness, if that's even a word. Let's go with worried. Tonight is not a night to be worried. I was really in a flow there, and I wanted to not add extra words in front of worried. But it is what it is. Here's the deal. The Knicks have a ton of fight. They have a ton of resolve. They have a ton of experience. They have a ton of heart. And they still have major control over this series. They still won the first two games on the road in the finals. No team has ever lost the first two games at home in the NBA Finals and has won a series. I believe the record is 32-5 for teams in the playoffs that go up 2-0 in a series. Which is, I'm not a great mathematician, but probably 85, 86, 88%, give or take. The Knicks have more answers than the Spurs do. They have more guys that you can rely on down the stretch. They have more experience. They have more depth. And even in this game where the Spurs, their season, yeah, you'd love to go up 3-0. You'd love to have a huge party and celebration and a sweep in game four. That would have been unbelievable. That would have been historical. You'd have been right there with that Warrior team in 2017. It would have been magical. It would have been something not only to remember, but the cherry on top in what has been an unbelievable playoff run from this Knick team. That did not happen. So that gets put to the side, and now we roll the sleeves up and we go to work. Now we have a series. For the first time in months, the Knicks have a series. And you know what? This Knick team, they're up to the task. They're up to the challenge, and they are going to respond. Because if you look at this game tonight, the Spurs could not, under any circumstances, lose that game. They did everything in their power, the Spurs did, to win that game. And it was an off night for the Knicks. and the Spurs barely squeaked by. Barely. You might get the Knicks for one, and the Spurs did. Congratulations. You're not getting them for four. And you're not getting three more now. You're not. So we're going to have to prolong the celebration. We're going to have to prolong the party. We roll our sleeves up now. We go to work. And that's exactly what the Knicks are going to do. They are going to go to the chalkboard, so to speak. They're going to go to the videotape. They're going to make the adjustments they have to make. And they'll get shots and makes from Shamet. He's not going to have another game like this. Bridges is going to be better, especially offensively. Brunson, even though the stats were there, his plus-minus was not. Karl Anthony Townsend, even though the defense was great, is going to give you better offensive performance going forward. Anunoby was sensational. Can't say anything bad about him. Hart was awesome offensively. Can't say anything negative about him. But this was not the best effort we've seen from this Knicks team, not by a long shot, in this run. And even still, against a desperate, and desperate's probably not even putting it in the proper context. This is season on the line. You're in the NBA Finals. You just lost the first two games at home, and now you're sitting there at Madison Square Garden, the first NBA Finals game in Madison Square Garden in 27 years. The president's there. Eli Manning's there. Derek Jeter's there. So on and so forth. All the celebrities that are regulars at Madison Square Garden that were able to get in the door. I know some of them were on a waiting list, I heard, through the grapevine. But the ones that got in through the door and a jam-packed, sold-out, hanging from the rafters, electric Madison Square Garden. The Spurs had to deal with that. And they barely beat the Knicks. They didn't win by 40. They didn't win by 30. They didn't have this dominating performance. The Knicks in the end, still with that Anunoby 3, they will not die. They refuse to die. Yeah, you won a round here. Meaning if this is a fight, this is a boxing match. You won a round, okay? Now go back to your corner, if you're the Spurs, and meet us back in the middle of the ring. Because the Knicks are going to be like gangbusters. They are going to be absolutely full-fledged, ready to go. We'll see if the Spurs can match that intensity. Because this Knicks team, they have a ton of heart. They have a ton of fight. And they're going to show that fight in Game 4. Justin is in Dobbs Ferry here on After Hours, Loogie in the Late Night. What's up, Justin? All right, Justin, I'm ready to rock. It's all good. We'll get back to you. Sean and Oldbridge, hold us on a second there. Richie's in Queens. What's up, Richie? That's okay. Maybe it's just me. Let's go to Ted in New Jersey. Ted, what's up?
Hey, Loogie, what's going on?
What's going on?
I mean, I'm on board with you for I'm not overly worried about the Knicks. Realistically, they played a terrible game. They had a good second quarter. They played a terrible game.
Yes.
They turned the ball over.
Overall, I think that's the best way to say it. Overall, maybe not to a man, like Anunoby was awesome, but overall, as a team, this is their worst game in months.
I couldn't agree with you more. And you know what? And OG, and he saved us tonight in terms of, you know, keeping us in the game.
Yep.
He did miss that free throw at the end. We could have had a chance for a three to tie it. That was a big free throw. Hard to not
the,
be
the magic,
when
the
he,
magic
was
and the execution,
the
magic and the, and I'll let you finish, Teddy. The magic and the execution weren't there down the stretch, but you know what was there? The fight. I still saw a team that did everything in their power as far as effort to win this game. They just didn't execute, and maybe a little bit of that magic that has also accompanied this winning streak wasn't there. But I saw a ton of fight from this team, and that gives me a lot of confidence going forward, in addition to all the reasons that I laid out why I think the Knicks are the better team and will ultimately win this series in five, like I predicted. Now, go ahead. What's up?
I agree. And look, I don't believe Rome is burning. I don't see Rome burning at all right now. I think we're okay. But I mean, realistically, like we didn't shoot the ball well. I mean, Josh Hart is hitting four threes as our best 3-point shooter on the court tonight. And we still only lose by 4 points.
Correct.
There's no reason to be a loss.
You could take all the things we laid out here in a loss and use that as being a positive about the outcome and the outlook, I should say, going forward.
Absolutely. All that matters is that we win this next game. If we lose this next game, and I don't believe that we will, I'm with you, Knicks in five, but you cannot come off a loss. We haven't seen this team respond to a loss in almost 2 months.
Yep.
So we need to see them do what they did against the Hawks and come out and win at home and absolutely dominate with that Knicks crowd and take care of business.
Absolutely. This is After Hours. This is Loogie and the Late Night here on The Fan. I'm being told we are now live on YouTube. So if you're checking me out on YouTube, hello, YouTube people. And obviously here on WFAN as well. I got you for the next 2 hours here on After Hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Alex is in Brooklyn. What's up, Alex?
Hey, thanks so much for taking the call. I want to tell you I'm so excited about this fact that we're going to win. I know we lost this game, but I like that we lost because now we got the down before the massive up. We were going to crush this, and we're going to appreciate it so much more because of all the suspension. And we're going to get to see another game of the Knicks that we wouldn't see if they would have won this game. So I love this. We're going to get to appreciate it. They got the fight, like you say. They got the fight in them. And this is New York, and I'll tell you something else. I'm not the biggest sports fan, but I'm from New York, and I'm really excited about the fact that we're going to win again here. I'm just so excited about this. And I also hope that once we win, the country will look at us again in a way that they have never before and understand that.
Well, listen,
New York, it's a big moment.
Yeah, you're right. And this team, this Knick team embodies this city. And that's why we as Knick fans, and whether you're diehard Knick fans or you're like Alex, who, hey, more of a casual or somebody that's not necessarily a Knick fan but is rooting for this team. It's because this team is so likable, they're so lovable because they embody this city. The grit, the heart, the tenacity, the underdog. You know, I called this group an island of misfit toys. That's what they are. Brick by brick, Leon Rose has built a team out of an misfit toys, and they are all on an island.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Now, as an island of misfit toys, this guy's too short, this guy's too injury prone, this guy's not tough enough, this guy doesn't play good enough defense, this guy is at the latter stages of his career, he doesn't have it anymore. And that's why I think this team has bonded. This head coach can't win the big one. This franchise can't win the big one. It truly is an island of misfit toys. And this is not the Knicks' first rodeo. Far from it. This is not the first playoff loss that they have suffered at home that is disappointing. They've been here before. They know what it smells like. They know what it feels like. They know what it tastes like to have this type of loss inside the Cathedral of Basketball. So there's no new emotions or emotions that they don't know how to channel and handle going on inside their brains and their bodies inside that locker room right now. The Knicks have great leadership. They have great ability. They have the best starting five in the sport. They have more answers than the Spurs do. They have more guys down the stretch that you could put the ball in their hands and feel comfortable that they can make a play. They have better continuity with their offense and their ball movement. They have more experience, more depth. They just have more things going for them than the Spurs. The Spurs had to have this game, otherwise the series was over. And the Knicks didn't play their A++ game that we have been accustomed to seeing during this winning streak, which is now a past winning streak. And even with all of that, 4-point victory for the Spurs. Even with all of that, even with the magic not quite being there and the execution not quite being there, the Knicks still had a great chance to win this game. And I said this to you really last night and early last week and late last week and anytime I've been able to turn a microphone on leading into this series and during this series. The Spurs might get one. They're not getting four. This Knicks team is not losing four games in this series. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jim in Westfield, New Jersey here on After Hours. What's up, Jimbo?
Well, I've been watching the games, and clearly for the last 2 years, the strategy is beat the living daylights out of Brunson on the way down the court.
You're saying opponent's strategy, yeah, and the Spurs have done that a lot in this series. They're trying to be physical with him. They clearly want to take away Brunson, and he hasn't had his best series, even though the stats have been there, you know, quarter by quarter. He hasn't had a lot of great quarters, if that makes sense. If you want to say there's been 12 quarters, maybe he's had 10 good ones. But the reality is that he has had his clutch moments, but the Spurs clearly want to be physical with Brunson, which is the way that a lot of teams that have the ability to defend Brunson that way, that's how they want to attack him.
Well, I mean, I don't call it ability as much as I call it, you know, stretching. The NBA wants it. Seven-game series or as many
games. We're not doing the tinfoil hat. No. Hold on a second. You're telling me the NBA doesn't want the Knicks to win a championship? They want to stretch this thing out seven games? We're not doing tinfoil hat stuff. We're not doing that. The NBA wants this. The NBA wants that. Hey, this is Adam Silver. Please call fouls on the Knicks so we can get this series to seven. Stop it. The Knicks had a bad fourth quarter. They had a bad game. The Spurs' sports lives were on the line tonight. That's what happened. Not tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. Complaining about the officiating or saying that the league is somehow scripted or they want a certain outcome. If the league wanted a certain outcome, the Knicks would have been in the finals for the last 50 years. Because it's the best and biggest market. You think they wanted OKC in Indiana? Last year in the finals? They would have had the Knicks in the finals. So stop that nonsense. If anything, if it was the way you say it is, Jim, then we as New Yorkers, we as Knicks fans would benefit from that. I realize now that I'm on YouTube, when I scream, my skin might get a little redder. So it's rosacea. But I got to be cognizant of that. Because normally I'm just sitting here, I'm doing a show, it's by myself. But now I'm on YouTube. Hi, YouTube people. So I got to be a little bit more cognizant of when I scream. But... And that's, look, I'm cool, calm. I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow. because I am cocky. I'm overly confident in this series. And that's why I quickly swat away nonsense like, oh, the NBA wants this to go 6 games and 7 games. The Knicks have to make their adjustments. They have to pick themselves up off the ground, dust themselves off, and go to work. Roll the sleeves up. The streak is over. The idea of sweeping a third straight series is now over. The idea of a parade later this week is over. All of that now is yesterday's news. Now that the clock is turned over here and it's a new day, yes it is, it's time to go to work. And the Knicks will go to work because they have more experience. They have, I believe, more in terms of the best player on the court. That guy is Jalen Brunson. They have the best starting five in the sport, the Knicks do. They have more depth, they have more experience, and they have more answers down the stretch than the Spurs do. Ralph is in Yonkers here on After Hours. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, Loogie.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, are you a Honeymooners fan?
I do like it, Ralph. The only thing I would say is that I know it still airs on TV, but if you're going to reference something on the show, I'm not sure everybody in the audience will get the reference, but do your best to explain it so that people that haven't seen it, I know it airs every New Year's Eve, and it's not. And I do love the show. It's one of the great shows of all time. A lot of that, I think, was improv or was in front of a live audience. You see him break character sometimes. Very, very funny. But what do the Honeymooners have to do with the Knicks losing Game 3 of the NBA Finals?
Well, just like Ralph Cramden,
yeah,
you got a big mouth.
So what?
You're a maloik.
No, not a maloik. Nothing I
You're
say.
A maloik.
No, nothing I say has any outcome on what happens. So what did I say?
Obviously.
Yeah. So then what did I do?
You're a maloik.
Okay, you want to explain
you're
Ralph?
You're touching the money. Ask
How?
Boomer. Ask Hickey.
So what?
That's all. They'll tell you you're a maloik.
They'll tell me what? They're not gonna, I could sit here and say, so you're telling me with the Michael Jordan Bulls, if I came on the radio and said the Bulls are going to win a championship, they wouldn't have? Because I touched the money?
Ask
yes,
Puma
stupid, that's out.
And ask Tiki.
I'm
they'll
not going to ask them anything. I don't need to ask them.
Athletes.
I don't care.
You got a big mouth.
Ralph, what basketball team you root for?
Say again?
What basketball team do you root for?
Me?
Yeah, you. No,
I'm
is there
a
another
Bulls
Ralph?
Fan.
Yeah, you're a
I'm
Bulls a fan. Good night. Yeah, I couldn't sniff that one out. I don't need to ask Boomer Tiki anything. I'm a generational talent. I could sniff through that in a second. Enjoy watching reruns of a show that aired 60 years ago, Ralph. Hi, you two people. If I'm getting a little red in the skin, a little rosacea, that's on me. I'm getting a little verklempt here. Talk amongst yourselves. Rhode Island. It's neither a road nor an island. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Where do you want to go here, Tommy? Let's go to Kerry in Guilford, Connecticut, here on After Hours. What's up, Kerry?
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that the Spurs are a running team. They run the game.
They're very athletic. They're quick basket to basket. No, listen, Kerry, they have a ton of athleticism. They have a ton of raw talent. My thing about this series, Kerry, and I wonder if you agree, is that they are inexperienced, and I don't think they have enough answers and enough, you know, playoff wars that they've been through in order to finish this mission. Where the Knicks, it's just their time. They had a bad night. They lost by a couple of points. It happens. It's a no biggie to me. But I think ultimately when this series plays out through the course of it, the Knicks and all the things they have going for them will ultimately be the reason why they win a championship.
I hope you're right, but you can't run the Knicks. You can't do a running game with the Knicks. This is historic with them. Remember Oakley, Ewing, Johnson.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the 90s Reagan. Knicks. Yeah, you're talking about the old Knicks here, but we got to stick with
but
what's going on right
the
now.
Same team.
No, they're not.
They're the same.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
They can't run a game.
Kerry, you seem like you've. This team, the only thing they have in common with the 90s Knicks is they wear the same uniform. That's it. And they play in the same building. I mean, other than that, there's no similarities at all between that style of basketball in general and this Knick team and that last Knick team. So I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at. Are you just saying that the Knicks are a cursed franchise? I'm not really sure what you're getting at.
No, absolutely not. I'm their biggest fan. I want them to win this game. I was just so disappointed tonight.
Well, don't be. Because you know what? They're going to win this series in five. I would channel that disappointment, Kerry, and I would put it into energy for game four. Sort of flush it and go from there.
Okay. All right. Will do.
Yep.
Thank you for your time.
Of course, Kerry. I just think that's the best way to go about it. And the 90s Knicks stuff, nobody needs to hear about 90s Knicks. Let's go to, let's head out to Eddie in Long Island here on The Fan. What's up, Eddie?
Tommy.
Yo.
Tommy, I couldn't agree with you more, man. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity and all that, and then the politics, and everyone said the Spurs were going to be blinded by the lights. But you know what? Next game, the pressure is going to be off because the sweep is not going to, sweep is over. And now they're going to come in and going back to basketball. No more of the celebrities, no more of this.
Well, that's not true because there's going to be a ton of celebrities there for game four. So that part, if you're at Madison Square Garden, there's going to be a celebrity. So the celebrity aspect of it is just the aspect of it. I don't think it has any impact on the game or the performance, but the idea that there's no celebrities at Madison Square Garden in general for they're playing the Memphis Grizzlies when it's 10 degrees outside in February, there'll be every actor and actress that ever performed in The Sopranos will be at the Garden. So there's always going to be celebrities there, and when it gets to the finals, you get the A++ celebrities, and everybody comes out of the woodwork. It's just part of what makes the Garden unique and so special, and it makes it a big New York City event.
Well, let me ask you, you don't think it was a little different tonight?
Yeah, it was different in the sense that the president is there and Jeter's there, but this idea that there's no celebrities there night in and night out, I know most of them are regulars, but on any given night in Madison Square Garden, you never know what celebrity you're going to see. I don't think that had a damn thing to do with the performance the Knicks had. Not one thing. The Spurs had everything to lose. They gave their best effort. The Knicks gave maybe their worst effort, and the Spurs were just barely squeaking by there at the end and won by four. The Knicks showed a ton of fight, and I expect over the course of this series, the Knicks to ultimately win it because of everything I've laid out for weeks now and why they have a major advantage in this series.
I agree with you with that. I mean, they're the better team.
Yeah.
I don't think there's really anything to say about that, but, you know, there's a lot of hype tonight. There's a lot of.
Just say it. If you're beating around, yeah, because the president's there. What? Just say his name. We're allowed to say it. That's what you're getting at. Jeez, it's like an awkward first date. Just say that Trump was there. That's all. I doubt you're referring to Eli Manning. The president. Positive Tommy or anything else had nothing to do with the loss. The Knicks just played a bad game. And the Spurs, with their back against the wall, played a better game. And even still, like late night, fourth quarter, Castle, a bailout three, and on a horrible... The Spurs execute so poorly down the stretch. They get by on their talent and their ability and their athleticism, which they have a boatload of. And I'm sorry, YouTube people. I normally don't scream this much. I'm sure you're typing in the comment section that I think I'm Mad Dog or somebody. You can listen to what I'm dealing with here. You could say the president was there and you think that had a reason to do with why they lost. It had nothing to do with it. The only thing it attributed to is people waiting online longer to get to the game, more traffic in the city, and no watch party outside Madison Square Garden. But if you watch the broadcast, there damn sure were a lot of watch parties. You don't have to go too far to find one. Darren is in Westchester. What's up, Darren?
Hey, that's Tommy. Hey. Listen, I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
Like, honestly, it sounds like you're trying to convince yourself. Your words just sound hollow to me.
Why? I've been saying the same thing for a week. I know. Plus. So then how is
it hollow?
I get
it. Because after watching them tonight, they were so terrible. You're talking about they didn't play their A++ game.
Yeah, they didn't.
They played an F-plus
game. Okay, so even better then. So based on what you're about to say here, they played their F-plus game and lost by 4 and still had a chance to win when the Spurs were desperate beyond belief.
They had a chance to win. You could tell early on they were done. They were done. Yeah, would have been great if they
pulled
it out.
You could tell early on they were done. They ripped them apart in the second quarter. What are you talking about?
One quarter.
What are you talking about, though? What do you mean one quarter? They had a big lead going into the half.
Oh, my God. I know. Yeah, they had a big lead.
What are you, oh, my God? I don't understand the oh, my God in here. I don't understand where you're coming from.
I'm asking you.
Where are you coming from right now? No. You accuse me of something, of being hollow, yet I've been consistent about my takes on this series.
Tommy, I'm not saying you are hollow. I'm just saying the words sound hollow to me.
They've been the same words I've been saying.
Because when you watch the game, I'm not saying you're lying. I'm not saying you're making it up.
I didn't say that you said that. I didn't say that you said that. I said that he said that she said that we said. I didn't say anything that you said. Did you say something?
They were terrible. They were terrible, okay? Maybe it is me as a Knicks fan being like they're never going to win the game. Maybe it's the franchise thing and I can't see
it. Little PTSD. I understand that. I respect that. I'm trying to flush that out of everybody's system, but I understand where that starts to creep up after a loss.
The way it looks to me is 96 Braves win the first two games on the road, and then 4 games in a row, they're done. And that's what I'm seeing is going to happen. It would be. I hope I'm wrong, of course. I don't want them to lose.
No, of course, obviously.
I just don't see 2 weeks from now or a week from now or 3 days or whatever it is, I don't see myself being happy and ecstatic that the Knicks won. I see myself going same old Knicks,
Knicks. But they had
it in their hands and they dropped it.
They lost one game. Yes, they're not going to sweep for a third straight series. That they're not going to do. Now you roll your sleeves up and you actually, for the first time in 2 months, have a series.
Let's hope.
But that's what happened. They lost one game.
Yeah. I know.
You know, and this is a team that's had a ton of resolve. And look, they've been a roller coaster this year at times, but the way they've played over the last 2 months, they have earned the right to eat a loss and respond, and we as Knicks fans to have their back and believe that they are going to respond in the proper manner. They just won 13 games in a row with the largest point differential in the history of the league.
And it all means it's Patriots.
No. Does it not all mean nothing? Don't say it doesn't mean anything. They're up 2-1 in the NBA Finals. They haven't won a championship in 53 years.
The one other thing I'll say, which is just in terms of what was on the court, was I didn't see the Spurs being. I know you're talking about them backs against the wall. I didn't see them outworking the Knicks. I didn't see them.
Well, defensively, I thought the Spurs were ferocious tonight. They brought their intensity on D
for sure. But to me, what I saw, they were not at all nervous. They had ice water. They were knocking down every shot. It wasn't just heart that they had. They were just so much better. The shooting was so much better. The Knicks looked nervous. The Knicks looked like they were playing in the Garden for the first time. That's what was so crazy. After all of this, they came and they choked. They spit the bit, as Big George would say. They spit the bit tonight. Plain and simple. There's no way around it. Now, they may get back on the horse, you know, to mix metaphors here on Wednesday and be great, but tonight the Knicks spit the bit. That's all there is to it, and they got to overcome that.
And I believe they will. And that's been my overall point here. And I didn't think the Spurs would be nervous. They're too young to be nervous. Were you nervous at 20, 21, 22? What's there to be nervous about? They probably loved and embraced the fact that they were on, and which a lot of opponents do when they go to Madison Square Garden. And that's why Madison Square Garden isn't always the greatest home court advantage for the Knicks, because star players and big-time teams get up for these games because of the stage, because of the city that it's played in, because of the arena it's played in, because of the celebrities that are there. It's a big-time scene. And I think it raises the game of the opponent. Now, it could also swallow them up if you give the Garden crowd a reason to erupt. We saw that in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, where the gutless, spineless, heartless Cavs were swallowed whole by that Garden crowd. And the Spurs, I watch this series, and I see a team that is just unable to land that ultimate knockout punch. You know, they go up seven, Knicks miss a couple of shots, but then the Spurs miss a couple of shots, and you know, a couple minutes go by, and it's still 7 points. And they haven't been able to really put the Knicks in a compromising position. And you're really going to have to make a lot of separation between you and this basketball team in order to beat them three more times. So, Darren, I know the PTSD of being a Knicks fan. I understand 53 years. And for people like me, a lifetime with no ring, with no parade, with no championship from this basketball team. But they are still in an unbelievable situation that they themselves, based on their play, have put themselves in, which is they're extremely well-rested. They are up 2-1 in this series. They won the first two games on the road. They have history on their side in terms of that. They are the deeper team. They are the more experienced team. They have the better finisher in Jalen Brunson. You know what we found out tonight? The Knicks are human. Because for a second there, I didn't think they were. For a second there, I thought they had the cheat code. And they were going to just run the table. And we would break out the brooms. We'd have a parade on Friday. And everything would just be euphoria. And the good episodes of Euphoria. I'm not talking about the season finale of this past season. The good stuff. The Sydney Sweeney scenes. We found out the Knicks are human. But you know what else we found out? Even in defeat, even when they didn't have their best performance, they still showed a lot of grit, a lot of tenacity, a lot of heart, you know, down double digits. Early in the game, battled back, had a lead. Things seemed like they were going smoothly in the fourth quarter, and this time the Spurs just made an extra play or two more than the Knicks did, and they were able to come out on top. That's it. It has nothing to do with outside forces. It has nothing to do with anything I've said. It has nothing to do with the history of the Knicks. It has nothing to do with the 90s Knicks. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. This is a team that just won 13 consecutive playoff games. They have earned mine, and they certainly should have earned yours. And if you're not there yet, we'll get you there. They should have earned your trust. And the only time that they were facing any type of adversity, real adversity, in this run, in this 2026 playoffs, is when they were down 2-1, lost two straight to Atlanta, and they had a game four on the road. And that was the start of this magical run that ended last night. This team is all business. They have said the right things. They have the right body language. They have the right heartbeat. They have the right demeanor. They have the right leadership. They have everything going for them. So any type of hoopla or any type of officiating or anything that you want to blame and you want to honk the horn, which you're sitting in traffic, which is blaming the officials or blaming something I might have said, or whatever celebrity you didn't like at the arena tonight was sitting there and it frustrated you. It was not the Knicks' night. It doesn't mean it's not their year. It doesn't mean it's not their moment. I don't know where to look for YouTube on the camera here. I don't know where to put my hands. Ran a good race. You know, back to the ran a good race. Ricky Bobby, he's got two first names. So I don't really know where to look for YouTube. So if YouTube is there, not there, I apologize, because I like to make eye contact with everybody. I feel like we're kind of on a sports talk date. with my YouTube people, because this is only the second show I've been on YouTube. So it's a brand new audience for yours truly. Hopefully so far you're enjoying the show, and what a show to be joining as the Knicks lost their first game in months, and you're really getting the full experience of positive Tommy. So enjoy. And hopefully this is not the last time you check me out on YouTube, and then of course here on WFAN, which I got you for another 90 minutes. So plenty of time for you to join the conversation at 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, it is After Hours here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
12:42 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. So we're on YouTube tonight, so some of the rejoins you're going to hear are not the typical after-hours music. We are now live on YouTube after the Knicks game, so we're just getting adjusted to the playing different songs, and we'll mix in more of the music you're accustomed to hearing from me as we grow more and more with the YouTube being a bit of a simulcast here on After Hours, obviously locked in on WFAN as well. Wemby, to me, his dominance as a player at this stage of his career is defensively. His ability to disrupt the opposing team because of his length is his greatest strength, and it's been his greatest strength in this series. That's why it's so critical when he is on the bench for the Knicks to take full advantage of that, because once he goes and takes a seat, the Spurs don't have a shot blocker. Cornette is not that guy. Nobody's Wemby, but Cornette certainly isn't even remotely close to anything that would resemble a presence down low that is going to disrupt your flow. And this is something that the Knicks are going to have to do as far as when Wemby is out, full speed ahead, and when he's in there, you got to pull him away from the paint, and you have to have that crisp, clean ball movement that we have been accustomed to seeing with the Knicks. Slight adjustments, roll the sleeves up, go to work. Knicks in five. I told you that before the series. I still feel extremely confident and cocky about that prediction. And I think we are still in store for a very special week here in New York sports. History is on the Knicks' side. Their experience is on their side. They had a bad night, the Knicks did, and still almost won the game. I think that says a lot about their character. It says a lot about their fight, which they have a ton of. It says a lot about their leadership. Jalen Brunson is not going to let this moment, this is about him, his legacy. Yeah, Landry Shamet has turned into a folk hero. Karl Anthony Towns, going into this game, in my opinion, was the MVP of the series. We know how important OG Anunoby has been to this franchise ever since he was acquired for RJ and for IQ. We know what Josh Hart brings to a basketball court as far as embodying this city and all the dirty work and the hard hat stuff that he does. But ultimately, this is Jalen's team. He is the king of New York, and this is his legacy. This is what will be remembered forever, him winning this championship. He is not going to allow this golden opportunity to slip through his fingertips. He's not. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Mike is in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I happen to love the enthusiasm and the confidence you have in your prediction, but I happen to have a take different than I think everybody.
Go ahead,
and I'll tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the Knicks won two away games and lost the home game, I don't think that's the bug. I think that's the feature. I think that the Knicks perform at their peak. I don't know why it's like that. I think a lot of superstars are like that also. But I think the Knicks perform at their peak when they're the underdogs. When the expectation is against them, when people think that they're not going to win, that's when they actually, you know, win.
Well, you know what, though? As confident and as cocky as I am, I'm sure that a lot of people will, and I'm not saying fans, but the overall opinions of people are going to be the Knicks are in trouble here. They blew a golden opportunity. So to your point there, Mike,
I don't know that's true, though, because
it doesn't matter if it's true. If that's the narrative.
20 games. After winning 20 games, people think that the Knicks have this superpower, and everybody thinks that, but, you know, we could talk about it, but everybody thinks that they have the superpower. They're going to be down 10 points in the fourth quarter with 1 minute left, and they're going to
find a way to win.
So
yeah,
I don't see them really being the underdog until the series is tied 2-2 or 3-3 for them to have that, you know.
You're saying they're going to be the most comfortable when they're sort of backs are against the wall, or everybody is starting to write them off, and everybody, oh, now it's Spurs and they're going to win this series. I get your take. I just think the Knicks had a bad night, and the Spurs were, you know, much like last year. You know, Knicks go down a couple games to Indiana. Knicks find a way to extend that series. It's tough to sweep teams. I wouldn't have been stunned and shocked at all. In fact, I felt very confident that they were going to sweep him after game one. But we found out tonight that the Knicks are, in fact, human. And the Spurs were able to respond and answer the bell. Now let's see the Spurs, a young team. Let's see them do it again. Against a healthy, confident, polished, well-oiled machine in the Knicks, who are grizzled and are built for this moment. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Jake is calling us from Rhode Island. What's up, Jake? Here on After Hours. What's going on, bro?
Hey, how you doing, Tommy?
Good, good. What's going on?
So I just wanted to say, man, I know I've had my differences with you with baseball, but we're not talking baseball. We're talking about the Knicks. And I'm going to say right now, you're absolutely on the money with that. The Knicks played bad tonight. I don't think they shot their best game.
No.
I think it's obvious. But for any Knicks fan to come in and be totally thinking about anything outside, that the Knicks are not listening to that stuff.
No way.
They have the better coach.
Yep.
Mike Brown putting in Clarkson tonight when he realized Shamet didn't have it was a great move that kept him in the game.
Mike Brown has been awesome in this playoff run. Awesome.
And what happened in game three at the end was they kind of got handcuffed with the four fouls on Cat like they did today with Brunson. It happened in two games, and I think that's kind of what got them. Listen, I'm not going to go after the officials. I don't think it's been great, but I'm not going to sit here and complain about that when I know the Knicks are the better team. And I think you have every right to say that. And nobody should be talking about touching them. Like, get out of here, dude.
Stupid.
It's been 30 years. Let's go. This is the best Knicks team we've seen. Like you said, Knicks in five. We would have all signed up for being up 2-1, splitting the series in San Antonio and winning tonight. That could have been the series, and everybody would have signed up for that.
Yeah,
so, let's go, Knicks.
And Jake, to that point, if the Spurs executed in game two instead of having a masterclass in what not to do in the final seconds of that game, maybe San Antonio wins that game, the Knicks come out, and they win this game. It evens out in the long run. But you're right. The Knicks are the better team. They've shown that in the first three games as they are up 2-1. And it's crazy that a home team hasn't won. That's wild. But you know what? Home court advantage doesn't mean what it used to. We've seen plenty in the last couple of years, teams go on the road, including in game sevens, and win. So home court doesn't mean in basketball what it once did. So you could throw that type of stuff out the window. And I know for the old school fan, they don't want to hear that, but that's just the reality of the situation. Home court, it doesn't mean anything in hockey. Doesn't mean anything in baseball. It might in football if it's a cold weather team in the playoffs and they're playing a warm weather team. They'll have an advantage there. But it's about who is the better team. That's the Knicks. Who has more experience? That's the Knicks. And who is more poised to seize this moment? And that's the Knicks. And I thought we were going to get through this run without a no biggie, but you got one tonight. And I've been saving it for this moment. I've been keeping it on ice. I was hoping not to have to bust it out. That's why I didn't do it in the first round. And I told you I wouldn't do it before the finals. That I certainly wasn't going to do. Yeah. Normally people don't clean up in here, and then today they did clean up. So I'm gonna go to a phone call first before we do the fan focus. Let's head out to Manhattan. Ryan is on the fan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Tommy. How are you? I'm a big fan.
Thank you, bro. What's going on?
Listen, I agree with everything that you have to say. I think they had to overcome a lot to win this game. You know, Towns and Brunson didn't have their best game. And then, you know, Mike Brown talked about in the post game that he never thought he would see a finals game where in the second half, the Spurs had 24 free throws to the Knicks 8. I'm not trying to say it was, you know, the refs making, you know, causing this game, you know, to side with the Spurs,
yeah.
But it definitely had a factor.
Look, I mean, the Spurs were in the bonus in the fourth quarter with 9-10 minutes to go, and that's obviously very advantageous for San Antonio. It definitely was a factor. I don't think it was the deciding factor. I don't think it was the ultimate factor. And I know that Mike Brown, after the game, which is what a great coach, which is what a savvy coach does, he played the, you know, we didn't get calls, and we've just gotten some calls, which is right from the Phil Jackson playbook. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. But the last two games, the Knicks have not been getting the whistle. That's just a fact. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm just going to point it out as fact. Mike Brown, after the game, pointed it out as well in the hope and the effort to start having that whistle pendulum back to his team, which is what you do when you are a coach in the NBA. and you are in a playoff series. Regular season, whatever, but playoff series, when it's a chess match, when it's about adjustments, when there is an ebb and flow and a series goes back and forth. We haven't been here in a while. It's been bliss. It's been harmonious. It's been euphoria. It's just been beautiful basketball and feet up, cool, calm, collected, not a bead of sweat falling from your forehead type of playoff basketball for 2 months. And for the first time since night one of the NFL draft, the Knicks have lost a game. I said I had to see it to believe it. I've seen it. I now believe it. But I still believe in this basketball team to get this done and win this series in five. 888-808-1019 is the phone number call. It is after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Still got you for another hour here on The Fan and on YouTube. So plenty of time to take your calls, your reaction, as this series is now 2-1 Knicks. Game four will be Wednesday night at Madison Square Garden. The phone number to call into after hours is 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.